Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you so much for allowing us to make it through the whole week and make it that much closer to the rest day. I pray that my fellow brothers and sisters were being safe yesterday, and you dispatched the angels so you can surround us to make sure that we all were safe and that we get to see another day of breath of life. I just want to say thank you so much as you put this scripture on my spirit today, last night actually, and I'm going over today with my fellow brothers and sisters is Matthew chapter 13 verses 18 through 24. And we're just going to go over that scripture and making sure that your sons and daughters understand the word that you have put into my spirit, making sure that nothing separates us from the love of you. Thank you, God, for all that you do. As we start on Matthew chapter 13, verse 18, it says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and casteth away that which was sown in his heart. This is which receive seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed unto stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and on which joy receiveth, yet had not he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of the world and deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and cometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed unto the good ground is he that heareth the word and understand it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. So basically the scripture is just going over how people receive the word. So the word of our God and our Father is a strong way of looking at it as you sowing a seed, and how is that seed being watered. So are you being disciplined enough to make sure that you walk the path of God and deny yourself as much as you need to, and as the Spirit permits you to ensure that you walk the Spirit of God. But that's only receiving the word and understanding it.